A word for you from Malachi chapter 3, verse 3. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. It is surprising that the coming of the Lord Jesus would not be welcomed by all. In fact, he would suddenly come, as it says in verse 1, that he would come and he will stand. He will come in such a way that many of those who were waiting for him to come cannot endure the day of his coming. It is also referring to his final coming, the second coming. But here it is in the context also of his first coming, that the very people of God who are praying for the Messiah to come, when he comes, in verse 1, he will suddenly appear and be in his temple. And then his work is to be quite different to what the Jewish nation was expecting him to do. By the time the Lord came, they had been under the oppressor's heel of the Roman Empire for many, many years. They were beginning to despair. And the Lord says, I will come, and this is what I will do. And that is why he asks, who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? Because this is what he will do. Remember, the Lord Jesus doesn't just come, as we remember during this Christmas month of December, to be the baby born in a manger. He comes to do his work. Yes, to pay the price of his people's sins, to be resurrected. And this, look at this work he does in verse 3. He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. And who will he work on? Is it the pagans? Is it the Gentiles? It says here, he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. That's his intention in coming. His intention was not just to come as a sweet baby over whom everybody rejoices. And of course, when he did come, even as a baby, most did not rejoice. And King Herod and others wanted to destroy him. But the Lord says, my intention is to come to my people, to the sons of Levi, and I will purify them. Has the coming of the Lord Jesus done this in your life? Think of this during this Christmas time.